This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're going to start today with a Republican perspective on the current tension Governor Charlie Baker is dealing with. This has to do with the transgender protection bill pending on Beacon Hill. The governor hasn't yet said if he supports the bill. And last night at the Boston Spirit LGBT Executive Networking Night, activists and LGBT leaders pushed the governor about his reluctance. Here's how he responded.
You have my commitment tonight that if and when a bill gets to my desk, I will make sure I talk to all parties involved before we make any
decisions.
Well, after even more pushback from the crowd, Baker eventually wrapped up and left the stage. And yes, those boos did follow him off the stage. So just about everyone has an opinion on how the governor should handle this. So let's hear now from Jordan Evans. She is transgender and a Republican, and she recently wrote an open letter to Governor Baker in Commonwealth Magazine urging the governor to support the bill because being a Republican, she says, compels him to do so. Jordan Evans joins us now in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's great for you. It's great to have you, and thank you so much for coming in. Jordan, if I could just first of all start by asking you, what compelled you to write the letter?
Well, being transgender and a Republican has definitely been an issue that I have received a little bit of attention from friends, family, my peers. So what with it being an all the more pressing hot button issue, I felt like it had to be done. And it wasn't like it was something that I pulled out of the air. These were real concerns that were bubbling, but I just didn't know how to word them. So I figure I have a bit of a passion for writing, so I'll let my words speak for me.
You know, I mean, obviously you bring a doubly compelling viewpoint to this conversation as transgender and a Republican. So, I mean, in the letter you wrote that you believe that there are sound tenets from within Republicanism itself that should help Governor Baker find his way through this. So what are those tenets?
Well, as Republicans, we often claim that we uphold the high ground in terms of personal responsibility and fighting for, if you will, the little guy, empowering the individual, even working towards interests that better our economy. And honestly, failing to defend transgender people in this, the whole thing is a failure to defend the individual. It's forcing people out from having an impact in our local economy. And it's, in my opinion, irresponsible. All things that personally as a Republican I hold dear that I feel are being violated.
Right. So basically the individuals should have a right to the sanctity of their individuality.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm wondering about maybe there are some clashes within, I mean, not that any party is 100%, you know, consistent to itself. Mm-hmm. There's no political party that does that. But I'm thinking, you know, another major tenet of Republicanism is that Republicans don't necessarily want government to be the entity that gets in the way of individuals or gets in the way of businesses. And, you know, there may be some folks out there who view a bill like this as the government saying, you know, businesses have to do X regarding the protection of transgender residents of Massachusetts in public accommodations. They basically don't want I'm being confusing here, but Republicanisms also don't want big government either.
Right, right. And I understand that concern. Trust me, that was something that I had to reconcile with my own identity and party identity. But at the same time, there's always the constitutional argument. And I realize that you can make the case for freedom of association. However, by forcing individuals out, you're also failing to protect the 14th Amendment, the Equal Clause, the Equal Protections portion of it. You're failing the John Lockean principles that our party was based off of, the ability to own one's body, spirit, and soul that, you know, that we philosophically claim to believe in, and failing to do that. That's the heart of everything. And I just feel it's a gross thing to leave out.
And Jordan, if I may ask, how long have you been a Republican?
Oh, boy. I formally joined the party back in No, it was either 2011 or 2012. I think it was the winter of 2011.
Mm-hmm. And what drew you to the Republican Party in Massachusetts?
Well, the Republican Party in Massachusetts is a little bit different than your average Republican Party. We were a lot more, I guess you could say, socially tolerant than your average Republican Party. It was more, you know, more business friendly. It worked to find ways to incorporate businesses into the society in a way that was good for the business and good for the individual. And it was just more middle of the road. And I felt more at home with that than I did at, say, the Massachusetts Democratic Party or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally felt at home in that party. But if you were to put me in, say, like, any other state down south, there would definitely be issues. But
right.
It's a cultural thing too. It ends up being a cultural thing. Your party grows and develops to fit the culture of the community that it takes place in. Our party happened to grow and develop to work in Massachusetts.
Right. Well, you know, Governor Baker was asked about the transgender protection bill again mm-hmm. today. And here's what he said about his stance on the bill and what happened last night as well.
Well, as a general rule, we don't take positions on legislation that's pending before the legislature for a lot of reasons. And I've made very clear that I don't believe we should discriminate against anybody in Massachusetts. And I've also made very clear that we will take seriously whatever legislation comes before us on this issue. And we've also said many times that we will be sure to talk to proponents about that if it were to happen.
So, Jordan Evans, I wonder what your response is to that.
Well, that would be true if Governor Baker didn't already take a position back in 2010. So he kind of broke that tenet there. But yeah, I understand where he's coming from, but he he violated that tenet. That's what I'm trying to say. He already took a position.
Right. And if I may ask, I mean, in your life, have mm-hmm. you been the target of bias or discrimination for being transgender?
I have been fortunate enough to live in a small society where everyone knows everybody. And it's the classic, you know, small rural community. And it's worked for me. But just because I've had the benefit of not experiencing discrimination or anything like that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I know plenty of people, friends especially, and it breaks my heart to see it, to hear it from them, to see it happen to them, that they've experienced some heinous acts of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And it varies. And I don't think it's fair for them to have to experience that where I get off scot-free. So,
well, in the last couple seconds that we have, there's a line in your open letter to the governor mm-hmm. where you wrote, "Maybe there's a reason why I feel like I'm the only Republican trying to make a case with you. Maybe this is actually my political death knell captured in print." Are you implying that if the governor doesn't support the bill or doesn't end up signing it, that it may be the end of your Republicanism?
Well, I would have to severely question what I'm going to do after that, because if I can't make that case, then, you know, what future do I have? I don't want to say that's the case, though, because if that was true, I would have given up a long time ago. I've stayed in the party because I firmly believe that there are individuals like me in the party who need a voice and who aren't getting the voice. So if I can continue in a way to work with them to try and change it from the inside for the better, I will definitely keep trying it. But when I said that, I meant more, there's a real chance I could get cleaved from the herd, if you will, because of this.
And from the party itself.
Yeah, and it was something that, you know, I was willing to, a risk I was willing to take.
Mm. Well, Jordan Evans is an elected library trustee for the town of Charlton and a Republican member of her local registrar of voters. Her open letter to Governor Baker appeared in Commonwealth Magazine. We have a link to it at radioboston.org. Jordan Evans, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.